Let's walk a little further. The next part of the route is much quieter. In front of you is the People's Memorial to Ukraine's Fallen Defenders. It was not created as a formal city monument. Instead, it gradually took shape as people began bringing things here in memory of those who were killed. Take your time as you walk along it. Look at the photographs, names, flags, flowers, and personal belongings. Here, the word war stops feeling abstract. It becomes connected to individual people and individual lives. Just a moment ago, we looked at Maidan as a place where people gathered to make their choice public and influence the country's future. Here, the same square takes on another meaning, as a place of remembrance for those who died defending Ukraine. There is no need for a long explanation here. Give yourself a little time simply to be in this place. And remember, this is a place of remembrance, not a tourist attraction. Please do not touch personal belongings, keep your voice low, and do not photograph people who have come to honor loved ones without their permission. When you're ready, head out onto Kresh Chatik.